The success of Hamilton, the musical, has led to an entire shorthand language on social media. There are ham fans, fans of Hamilton. Ham for Ham is the daily lottery to buy $10 tickets to the show. WHYY's Peter Crimmin says now there's Edge-a-ham.
Don't you wish turning in a high school history paper sounded like this?
All right, from Franklin Learning Center.
1,700 high school students packed the Forest Theater in Philadelphia to see a matinee performance of Hamilton. But first, they performed their own original works for each other.
Since I was a little girl, I've been like the drama queen.
Jane Taborn and two of her friends from Franklin Learning Center composed their own R&B song about Paul Revere. For their performance, they dressed in military fatigues and sang from the perspective of colonial soldiers waiting for the British to cross Boston Harbor.
Just describing how a soldier felt in the morning. It's just like the bullets flying, like they're thinking of every day it's a different battle.
This song came out of an educational program that mimics the writing process of Lin-Manuel Miranda, the creator of Hamilton. High school students were given access to an online database of original historical documents from the era of Hamilton, created by the Gilder Lehrman Institute of American History. Students could choose whatever document resonated with them personally and then create a song, a rap, a poem, or in one case, a ballet. Project manager Amy DeChristina said some students gravitated toward the story of Crispus Attucks, a dock worker of African descent who was the first person shot to death during the American Revolution.
That they're then relating to maybe gun violence that happens in their neighborhood. People identifying with Alexander Hamilton and his orphan story for students who have lost a parent. You know, everything that happened in the founding era we think is so far away, but the students are really finding a way to connect with it.
Three seniors at Kappa, the High School of Creative and Performing Arts, performed a rap about the Boston Tea Party. One of them, Blaze Mann, was impressed by how average people could affect historic change.
Everyday guys, they came together, planned this out, thought it through, and they did it. The amount of guts and intelligence it takes to organize a few hundred men all under the cover of night and without anyone suspecting a thing, it's just crazy to me.
This is cause of King George, I hope you listen in.
Of course.
This royal scam is getting royally ridiculous.
It is.
If you want your tea back, then go swim with it. Splat.
37 Philadelphia schools participated in the curriculum. All the students were able to see a matinee for just $10. Hamilton for a Hamilton. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.